welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
We're glad that you've joined us again this week, and we want to pick up our study here in John chapter 1, verse number 35. John the Baptist has given this testimony about how he would recognize the Savior, how he would know who the Messiah is. We saw that last time, and how John goes on the record saying, "What I've been given by the Father to know who the Savior is, this man, Jesus of Nazareth, he is the one, I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." John chapter 1, verse number 35. "Again the next day," so yet another day, "after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, 'Behold the Lamb of God.'" He says, look at the Lamb of God. He is the Savior. He is Messiah. He is the Christ. He is the sacrifice. He is the one by whom we will be saved and are saved. He is the one that will pay the debt for his people's sins. The Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb of God. As Abraham told his son Isaac as they were going to that mount for Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as God had commanded him to do, Isaac noticed that they had wood, and Isaac noticed that they had fire, but Isaac noticed that they didn't have a sacrifice. And he asked his father about that, and Abraham says the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. Here, God is bringing this to pass, that being uttered by Abraham, being so very prophetic of what the Lord would do in giving his son. John the Baptist says here unto those disciples that are there with him, "Behold the Lamb of God." Verse 37, "The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus." That's what John taught them to do. When this one comes, he says, go after him. He is the one that you need. Follow after him. And so they followed Jesus. Verse 38, "Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, 'What seek ye?'" What are you looking for, fellas? What are you looking for? "They said unto him, 'Rabbi,'" which is to say, being interpreted, master, teacher. They say, "Rabbi, where dwellest thou?" We've been staying with John, and we've been instructed by him, but we want to know where you live. We want to know where your abode is. We want to follow you. "And he saith unto them, 'Come and see.'" He says, "Come on, I'll show you." "And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour." It was getting late in the day, about the 10th hour, there around 4 p.m. as we would estimate it, give or take. And so they saw there, and they saw where he lived. Verse number 40, "And one of the two which heard John speak and follow him," he says, one of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. "And he findeth his own brother Simon." So Andrew is one of the two there that follows Jesus and spends that time with him in that day. He's Simon Peter's brother. And it says here, "And he findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, 'We have found the Messiah,'" which is being interpreted the Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, his name, the, he's the only one, Lord, he is King, he's ruler of all, Jesus, that is his earthly name. The name given to him because it was indicated to Mary, he shall save his people from their sins. The Lord Jesus Christ, Christ. That word Christ, that name Christ, is speaking of being Savior, Messiah, being the atonement, the paying for our sins, the Redeemer, the one that would redeem us, the one that would buy us back, the Lord Jesus Christ. Andrew indicates to Simon, we have found the Savior. We found the Messiah. We found that one that the Old Testament scriptures speak about that would be a deliverer of his people. Peter, we found him. We found him. We found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Verse 42, "And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said," Before we go on to what the Lord Jesus Christ says here, I want to show you and I want to indicate to you here that he, Andrew, brought his brother, Simon Peter, to Jesus. We that are saved, and I tell you what, this is an indictment. This is an indictment upon us. But how many of us have brought others to the Lord Jesus Christ? We need to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving grace and how he has rescued us, how he has given us his spirit to live within, how he has washed us from our sins. I need to tell more about my great Savior and King and how he's rescued me. How many have you brought to the Lord Jesus Christ? You that, under the hearing of my voice, have brought others to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about bringing them to church, which is a good thing. But I'm talking about telling them how the Lord Jesus Christ visited you and how he brought his word and his gospel to you and how he saved you. How he worked in your life to bring you salvation. Andrew says to Peter, "We found the Messiah." And we that are saved, we that have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to tell others, "I found the Messiah, and I want you to see him too. I want you to see him. I want you to hear him. I want you to believe in him. I want you to repent and trust in him, and he saved your soul." It says here in verse 42, "And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him," that is Peter, "he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonas. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, "a stone." This is very wisely in a passage that is placed here very carefully by the Lord, a thing that the Lord Jesus Christ takes time to utter. This one, Peter, has been brought to the Lord by his brother. Peter, having heard the preaching of John the Baptist and in the day of his ministry, and having heard about that one that John the Baptist declared was there close among them and before the Lord Jesus Christ was revealed, Peter, having been saved and been baptized by John the Baptist, being brought to the Lord Jesus Christ by Andrew, his brother, he says, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "You're Simon, the son of Jonah." And he tells him that before it's even declared by Andrew that this is his brother and who he is. "Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, "a stone," a pebble, a little rock. Why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ takes the time? And why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty inspires John, the apostle John the Revelator, in writing his gospel, this gospel that we're in here, the Gospel of John? Why is it that the Lord inspires John to write these words in this account? Well, the reason is simple, folks. It's because the Lord Jesus Christ has built his church upon himself. And as passages in Matthew are misrepresented and misinterpreted, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, did not build his church on a man, but he built it on a rock. And the Lord Jesus Christ is that rock. The scriptures testify to us that Jesus Christ was manifested there even amongst the children of Israel in their deliverance from Egypt and their roaming in the wilderness in the 40 years of chastisement for their disobedience. The scripture bears out that rock which followed them was Christ. Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the rock upon which he has built his church, not upon Peter. Because Peter, his name indicates a stone. The Lord Jesus Christ says that the gates of hell, death itself, would not prevail against his church. Peter died, but Jesus Christ lives forever. The Lord Jesus Christ did die, but he didn't stay dead, did he? No, because he's God, he rose from the dead, took his life back again, told his disciples there in those few days, in those even hours before his crucifixion, he told them essentially, listen, fellas, when I am dead, I will yet be in control. Who of us can say that? Who of us can give a testimony that while we're dead, we're still going to be in control? Only God. only the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone. A great differentiation between Peter and the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter is a man, but Jesus Christ is a man and God. And so the Lord Jesus Christ giving this here, laying this significant account and these statements made for that which we'll see in future study. This passage will bring those things to light. And they brought him to Jesus, Andrew did, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone. Verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, "Follow me." I find this very interesting here. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ building his church. He's building his church out of people, not out of rocks, not out of timbers, not out of asphalt sheathing and oriented strand board sheathing and shingles and nails and screws and vinyl siding and brick veneer. He's building his church out of people. And he's very simply saying unto those that he's calling, "Follow me." That's what the Lord Jesus Christ does when he visits one. When he visits the sinner and the Spirit of God moves and the Word of God comes and the Lord blesses with the power of his Spirit, he shows that sinner their great need and their guilt before God Almighty. The Lord, by the power of his Word and by the power of his Spirit, shows that sinner that they are guilty and condemned before God and deserve hell for eternity, and shows them Jesus. Jesus, having lived, having suffered, having bled, having died, having been buried, and having risen again for them. That's the visitation of the Lord. And in that visitation, in that moving of the Spirit of God and the using of the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible, showing that sinner their need and showing that sinner their guilt, showing that sinner their condemnation, that coming damnation and judgment of God, if they are found in the day of their death without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, in all that, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, "Follow me, follow me." Is the Lord speaking unto you that way? To show you that you are guilty before him, that you are wicked and condemned and deserve hell for eternity because of your sin? Has he showed you Jesus Christ, that he did die for sinners like you? Has he shown you that you need to repent before God Almighty, not before the preacher, not before a priest, not before any person, but repent to God? Right there where you are, to repent of your sins before God and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary for you, for your sins. Is the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "Come follow me"? See, Philip has been saved, and Philip has been baptized, and he is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his mind in a coming Redeemer. But the Lord Jesus Christ is there in his midst, and he says to Philip, "Philip, come, follow me." I see our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Now, farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.